Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4, 7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for His mercy and grace. I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And truly, I thank God for His righteousness. And thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yes, good morning to everyone who are able to be alive. That God spare your life to see another day. Thank God for His life. Thank you for He is merciful and righteous. Thank God for life, hallelujah, life. Thank God for immortality. Thank God for restoration. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. As the Lord say, I am the bread of life. And thank God that He came to give us what we need by giving us His Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from the curse of the law. And thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that Lord bless us to receive the inheritance that He promised us. And that is the bread of life. So I truly thank God for all that He is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for everything that He is to us today. Thank God, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. I truly thank God. Let's pray for those people in other foreign lands that they receive help. Praise God, the women and the children. Those who have lost their husband, children have lost both parents. Let's pray for our foreign land. Praise God. Let's pray for Jerusalem. Let's pray for those who need prayer, who need salvation. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. You know, prayer is the strongest weapon along with fasting. Fasting and prayer works together. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. He's a great, strong ally. Oh, I thank God for Jesus because it works, people of God. It works when you pray and fast. You pray for what you want, but you fast, praise God, to discipline, to remove the flesh that don't want to do it. And Father, I thank you. You know, God always ordains fasting. Jesus even fasted while He was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. And that's how miracles came about, through prayer and fasting. But most of all, I thank God that they work hand in hand, thank God, of fasting and prayer. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. That's when we receive everything that the Lord wants us to have. We receive miraculous, prophetic visions and dreams, praise God, and the Word of God come forth more than ever before when we pray and fast and praise God. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ of the days that we are in. And we got to push hard than ever before. We are going through the birth canal, praise God, to ready to bring forth, praise God, the Word of God, to bring forth that God wants us to present to Him, praise God. We got to go through the birth canal, praise God, to receive the things that we need. And the birth canal is the spiritual birth canal of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to go through the birth canal spiritually, praise God, to go forth more than ever before in the days that we are confronted in the last days. So I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And this morning, I'm going into the book of Jeremiah, and I thank God. I truly thank God, Jeremiah. Thank you, Jesus. and the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was ready to purchase a field, praise God, for his people. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But in that, he had a prayer. And he asked God to help him to understand, what he was telling him. And that's what we need to do. We need to ask the Lord to help us to understand his word, his prophetic, praise God, the prophecies that is spoken to us, praise God, that we listen to what God speaks through the mouth of the man or woman, the prophets, praise God. Whether it be a boy or girl, praise God, whether it be a man or woman, whoever God choose, praise God, to bring forth the word of God, there is a prophecy that is going forth in this land. And I thank God. God is raising up true men and women of God in this hour. Thank God for the intercessors, the ones that stay behind the scene. Praise God. Thank God for the watchmen. Their job is to watch. Praise God. Whatever going on, to watch and pray and to make an alarm, to alarm the church today. And thank God. Oh, I thank God for those, praise God, who are doing their job. And the intercessors, I thank God for them as well. But one thing about it, the armor bearers, the prayer warriors, praise God, who intercede while they are in their closet or in a special room or wherever they are at. I truly thank God for what he is doing and what he is preparing for us to go for. Jesus, today, God is preparing his people. We need to be ready. We need to be that people to be ready because of the outcome that's going to happen on this earth. We hear a lot of stuff that happened in September and what happened in October. Now we're going to be facing what we're going to hear in November. And I heard a man of God, a prophet, say when God spoke to him in those 4 months, the months that have the B-E-R are the months that something going to happen. And I thank God it's already happened in September. Praise God. Things have happened in October. Think about it. The storm, the earthquakes, praise God. Tornadoes coming from left to the right. Thank God. Hurricane come back to back. All these things, the calamity of the things on this earth. Here come the bombing and all this happened in other foreign lands. But thank God for Jesus. The Lord said, watch and pray. Be wise as a serpent, but be humble as a dove. We got to learn to be careful now more than ever before. We need to learn to watch the words that come out of our mouth. Praise God. Because words hurt. And people don't forget when people say things about them when it comes out of their mouth, the words. But most of all, we need to prepare ourselves of the outcome that's going to happen on this earth. And thank God for Jesus Christ. He's given us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and how we need to pertain the word of God into our spirit. We need to really soak ourselves into the word of God. We need to put the word of God into our spirit man constantly, daily. Praise God. We don't need to take God for granted for no hour, no minute, no second. Praise God, because you don't know what can happen to you. You might be up today, but tomorrow, praise God, you might be in the bed, you won't be able to get up, praise God. Or someone will be able to take your life. You might travel on a highway, and here come an accident, but somebody's life is being taken, praise God, within that second, within that minute, praise God. So we don't need to take nothing for granted while we are on this earth. But I thank God for Jesus. But this is what Jeremiah said when he had a prayer. And it says here, now when I have delivered the deed of purchase to Barak, the son of Nero, and I prayed to the Lord saying, O Lord God, truly you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched on. And there is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. O great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in deed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give to everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even to this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and have made yourself a name as it is today. And you have brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror. And you have given them this land which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they enter and possess it. But they did not obey your voice or walk in your law. They had done nothing of all that you command them to do. Therefore, you have called all this calamity to come upon them. Thank God for Jeremiah of the prayer that he was saying to God. And Jeremiah did what God told him. He bought land for the people, because that land was taken. And Jeremiah took his money and bought land for his people, so they would have a place that they could go to. But you know one thing about, I love about God. God gave us a precious, precious gift, and that is Jesus Christ, that we will have a place to go, a place that we could worship, and just to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to ask God to help us to understand his word and to rely on his word every step of the way. So my brothers and sisters, read about what Jeremiah said in the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah. And I thank God that the Lord wants us to obey his word, to obey his voice, and to do what he commands us to do. Let us walk carefully in the presence of God. Let us seek his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let's apply the word of God into our spirit man. Let us be faithful with God every step of the way. Because you don't know when the time will come, when death will come up upon you. But while you are alive, God allow you to be alive today. Let's trust God. Let's depend on him. Let us know that God will help us in every step of the way. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon you today. And ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Have a great day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.